Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we have placed over 5,000 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw, and our pregnancy and adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show, so thank you for listening in today. We hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. I'm excited today to welcome to our show Mark Livings. Mark, are you with us?
Sure am.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
Doing wonderful. Thanks for joining us. And I'd like for you to share with our audience a little bit about your personal and later professional experience with adoption. I think it was about 8 years ago that you and your wife first began looking into adoption. You want to kind of set the stage for us there?
Sure, absolutely. It was over 8 years ago that my wife and I decided that we're going to start a family, and, you know, like many couples do. And then we found out that really adoption was our only option, if we were going to start a family. So we started looking around and trying to figure out, you know, how does adoption work and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And then we really committed to adoption, and then we connected with an agency. Did the normal things like every, you know, family going through the process did. And then we're able to adopt two boys. So we were very excited about that. I've been in the computer technology field my whole professional career. I've been a chief information officer for a number of different companies, held a number of different management positions. And what I found going through the process was the lack of technology and the need for technology support to be able to support the adoption. So in other words, to be able to introduce technology into the process reduce the work on caseworkers such as yourself. So you guys could spend more time with birth moms and families working with them really on the adoption process rather than trying to push paperwork and such. So after we adopted our two boys, I decided that I was going to really devote my professional career to developing software that would support specifically adoption and really focused on supporting birth moms and adoptive parents, specifically birth moms, because of that incredible gift they're giving every family.
Absolutely. So yeah, you have brought the world of technology to adoption, and we thank you for that. So it sounds like obviously your personal experience then led you into some adoption consulting in addition to your software work and things of that nature. So I'm curious if you could talk to us a little bit about what trends you're seeing in birth mothers, what they're leaning towards in terms of selecting adoptive parents.
Sure. So if we rewind the clock a number of years ago, okay, going back, 7.5, 8 years ago, your traditional method of connecting with a birth mom was significantly different than it is today. And over the last 7, 8 years, it has changed dramatically. So, you know, traditionally birth moms, would say, okay, I'm choosing adoption, and would open up the yellow pages. Okay. And look up adoption and find an agency through there, or they get a referral to an agency through a number of different sources. And, you know, with the world of the internet, smartphones, that has completely changed the way birth moms are connecting with families, as well as the way they're connecting with agencies.
Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. We have worked with many, many birth moms. And what we found is, you know, if you ask a birth mom and say, do you use the yellow pages? The new birth moms, right, the younger ones are going to say, I don't even know what yellow pages are. Okay. And I can't even, frankly, I can't even remember the last time I saw, yellow pages.
So, exactly.
Yeah. And the smartphones, the cost of smartphones have gone significantly down. So, you know, what's happening is because it's going down, then, you know, it's more available and people are more are transitioning from, you know, okay, I'm searching the internet now on my, you know, my computer at home or my laptop, to many families are now, you know, many people, including birth moms, are just using, you know, their smartphones to look up things. You know, I mean, how many times do you hear on the TV, well, I Googled this.
You know? Yes. Well, yes.
That's what birth moms are doing. They're Googling. I'm pregnant. You know, what are my options? And then they're getting hit with, you know, here's agencies around you. There's many ways to find that. Also, you know, birth moms have, you know, most of them grew up with the internet and they are used to and expect the same thing from a family that they see, you know, other parts of their lives. For example, you know, using Facebook, connecting socially, posting videos, you know, Snapchat, you know, whatever, posting photos, you know, et cetera. So they're used to that. And what's really transitioned is where parents initially were told, hey, put this, you know, put some type of book together, whether it be, you know, a printed or non-printed, you know, or a printed or just, you know, posting pictures in a book, you know, that's transitioned to now what they're seeing is, okay, you need to connect with birth moms in multiple levels. One could be, you know, since it's online. Okay. Whereas printed books were normally taken to the birth moms. I know AAI is really championing this. You know, the printed book is given to the birth mom as a keepsake, not as a means to connect with a family. So the birth moms are connecting with families on the internet. They're connecting with them through, let me see, you know, your pictures, let me see your videos. And really, you know, I'll just turn this back to you. If you're looking to, you know, to connect with somebody, are you going to be more likely to connect with somebody who you can say, oh, here's a picture of them, and then here's some videos so you can get to know them? Because videos really bring the voice and, you know, the depth of the person you're connecting with.
Sure, and I've personally received a lot of positive feedback from our clients, our birth mother clients, as they're accessing that information on the web and on their smartphones and seeing the adoptive parent videos and profiles. That has been extremely helpful for them as they're considering choices of families and such.
One of the things I've learned is, you know, you can't predict necessarily what a birth mom is going to, how a birth mom's going to connect with a family. You know, our birth moms, for example, I talked to both our birth moms and, you know, said, how did you pick us? Because every family wants to know that. Why did you pick us? Right?
Sure.
And one of our birth moms said, you know, I look like a fun guy. Okay. Which, you know, I am. And but our other birth mom said, you know what? I see that you had palm trees. You know, you took pictures with palm trees at your house because I live in Florida. And she said, you know, I've always wanted to live in Florida. And, okay. You know, and not only did you look like a great couple, but you lived in Florida and, you know, and that's what made the connection. You know, we've had other birth moms who said we had one family that I said, how did you connect? I'm interested. How do you connect with this one family? And she said, they're dogs.
And, oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, okay, how did you do that? And she said, well, I was watching their video and she goes, they were going around their house, showing their house, et cetera. And they had two dogs that were sitting on the couch. And they introduced their dogs and said, these are, you know, part of our family. And she said, you know, those are the same dogs that I grew up with. And I thought, you know, and she goes, I brought back memories of me growing up as a child with, you know, having dogs. And she goes, I wanted the same thing, you know, for the child. So.
Absolutely. And those choices and differences between lifestyles and families, it's significant and important for a birth mother as she's, making those choices for her. In your particular situation, what did you and your wife do to try to make birth mother connections as you were waiting for your adoption?
Okay. So, you know, I'm going to go back. It seems like decades and decades ago, but realize it was only 8 years ago. When I first was doing this, when I first, you know, said, okay, I want to connect with birth moms, what I did was, you know, we not only created our, you know, our printed material. Okay. Cause that was very traditional at the point in time. What I did though, was I wanted to show give the birth mom every opportunity to view my wife and I and our house and where we live, and, you know, so she could make the right decision. So what we did was we actually created a website. I created blogs. We uploaded pictures. We uploaded videos. And this is going back way back when, you know, when nobody did this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But what it did was it, you know, rather than I thought, okay, rather than I was being told to print up cards, for example, you know, business cards saying, if you're interested in adoption, call us. And I, I knew everything was, you know, everything was on the internet. So I thought, you know what, I'm not going to create a card. I'm going to create a whole environment. So we actually created a website. We posted pictures, we posted videos, we did recordings, we tried to capture our life. So the thought was when somebody was looking at us, they could got to get a feeling of who we were, you know, what our beliefs were, what we celebrated, you know, how we live, et cetera, our environment, so they could make the right decision. And we actually had, it was some ungodly number of people following us at that point in time. It was something like 5,000 or 6,000, you know, people following us because, you know, yeah. And it picked us up and you know, both of our birth moms not only, you know, saw everything online and, you know, it was good because my personal feeling was I want to make sure that birth mom, you know, was extremely comfortable picking us and that they, you know, they knew in their heart that they had picked the right family.
Absolutely. That's important for all birth mothers. I'm glad that you had that focused on that in the forefront for you as well. In your experience, what would you say attracts a woman who is in a crisis pregnancy to seek out an agency? Why are they turning to agencies such as Adoption Associates to make a plan?
Well, I think there's a couple different reasons, right? Number one is what I love about agencies like, you know, Adoption Associates is, you know, you take a face-to-face vested interest with the birth mom. It's personal. Okay. So when a birth mom walks into a crisis pregnancy center and says, okay, I'm pregnant and I'm considering adoption, they can call up Adoption Associates, and this is not an advertisement for you. This is just, I know you folks, you know, I know that Nancy or Paula or whoever will answer the phone and set up a meeting face to face and work with them and understand their situation and put the right plan in place to carry them forward and support them. It's not a parachute somebody in, you know, on a conference call and things like that. But, you know, it's really you're developing the relationship and making sure that, you know, adoption is the right path, that the woman has all the support she needs, you know, which is extremely critical.
Absolutely. And, you know, for any woman that's considering an adoption plan, you know, our message is not just about the days, weeks, or months up to delivery, but also what happens thereafter. And I can say, as a caseworker with Adoption Associates, our door always remains open to our birth mothers, and that those are relationships that we cherish. So I think that you really hit there on an important part of the support that agencies should and need to provide to the clients, and the support system that we hope that develops within her own family as well. You know, we talk about, and you talked earlier about the history of adoption a little bit, and, you know, some stereotypical stuff that we hear a lot is in adoption is that women who are making adoption plans are unmarried teenagers. And that really is not the birth mothers of 2016.
Right.
I think that's probably what you're seeing as well. She's in her 20s and parenting one or two children already, sometimes in her 30s as well. And can be a scary place and a lonely place to be in. And I think that what I was hoping you could share with us a little bit is your newest relationship. I believe that you've teamed up with Birth Mother Baskets.
Mm-hmm. So Birth Mother Baskets was started by a birth mom who, you know, didn't get the support post-adoption. Okay. And her focus was to start an organization that would really support birth mothers post-adoption. And it's grown in terms of, you know, now it's really becoming an adoption advocate and helping birth moms understand their needs and then be able to connect with, you know, an agency that can meet her needs. But, you know, it's hard to describe in words the feeling I have for birth mothers and just the you know the courage they have, but and the decisions they make, you know. But frankly, if it wasn't for birth mothers, I wouldn't have a family. Okay. And, you know, so I look at it and I've kind of taken the charge to say, you know, we need to do whatever it is to support, you know, these women. I mean, they, you talk about rock stars, they are rock stars. Okay.
Absolutely.
I talked to one and, one birth mom and she said, you know, I decided to go down this path because of my mad love for this child, you know, because I wasn't in the position, you know. I wasn't in the position, but because of my mad love, I wanted to make sure that child had the right family. You know, I look at my two boys and I look at them running around and, you know, crashing their bikes and doing all their crazy boy stuff. And I think to myself, if there wasn't two rock stars out there, you know, I wouldn't have my family. So, there is nothing that we can't do to support our birth moms. There is no length that's, you know, we should go to any length to support them. And I understand, you know, having been in adoption, it's different. Every situation is different, but we need to aggressively understand every situation and then provide the support that woman needs, you know, whether it's counseling support, whether it's making sure that, you know, she's getting updates, if she decides that she wants updates, you know, if she wants to have a open, semi-open adoption, be able to support that, you know, that's the least we can do.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I absolutely love mad love. I may need to use that actually. I think that describes what we experience in our work and what we hear from our birth mothers who are making this selfless and brave decision. It is mad love. And I love that you said that. I love that she said that. So thank you. This was an extremely enlightening conversation. We may need to have you back sometime because I think there's probably more to be said here. But thanks, Mark, for being on the show today. And for our listeners looking to connect with Adoption Associates, you can call us at 800-677-2367 or on the web at adoptionassociates.net. We're looking forward to having you listen in next week to our show, Tuesdays at 11. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.